And welcome back to episode 3 of Whispering Ashes Part 2.
Fuck you, Ryan.
How are you guys doing today?
Fuck you, Ryan.
Badly. My therapist said I shouldn't come back.
Oh, yeah, we're having a bit of fun here. We're about to have some more fun.
Some of us having more fun than others.
Yeah. I've changed the background of our recording screen again there.
Oh, yeah, for you guys. That's actually terrible.
Gonna get into some lovely things here.
Do you want a description, viewers?
Yeah,
you're
really affixed to it right there, Jim. So you can go ahead and.
It's a wet room. It's dark. It's a red light. Brown walls. There's a chair. Obviously, the chair has constraints on it. Look to be barbed wire. It's not alone though, because the walls also have constraints. There's chairs. Yeah. There's chains on the ground.
It's exactly what you'd expect from like a medieval torture room.
Yeah, they're a couple of inches away from the pool of blood in the drain that's been put there for the blood.
Smart. You don't want like the congealed blood.
Electrical lighting though, so that's something.
More of a modern style chair, so less medieval, and I'd say more like. You know, in the woods.
Yeah, it's definitely something you'd find in a modern horror game. It looks like it could be a screenshot from like an early 90s Unreal Engine tech demo.
I think it is.
Yeah. Or it's like one of those like a mistype kind of point and click adventure games.
That exact kind of vibe. Yeah. It has that vibe to it where like if you move too quick all the pixels don't render quick enough kind of job.
Mm. Yeah.
But
This is good procrastination, Jim. You go. Is there any other ways you can describe this thing before you get
into it? That's
good
enough.
Lighting.
Because now, Jim, what I want you to describe.
No, I'm talking about writing. There's ambient occlusion.
No.
The cast shadows are good too.
The next thing I want you to describe for us, Jim, is what's going on in the story. Give us a recap.
Tell me how my dog died. I can tell you that one as well.
If you want to add it in for flavor.
No, I don't. What happened? Shit's fucked. Do you want more than that? I can tell you.
I do, yeah.
Fine. I got hit in the back of the head with a rifle. And then I woke up in a compromised position. I was kneeling in a swamp next to my wife, Isabel. We were both bound, not in a sexy way, in a scary way. And we were in a swamp.
Sometimes it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. So usually you have to control over the situation. Yeah. That's what makes it sexy.
I did. Like, it's not like I consented to this.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
But, and also there was a dude called Michael next to us, and he was, like, trying to chill us out and say, it's fine. So right off the bat, he's a liar.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't him, fine. Like,
and then our old friend, the father pastor, showed up, and he was giving a shite, asking about our sins and stuff. So we said... Okay, we'll play along a little. I didn't want to, but then he backhanded me.
Yeah.
Like a bitch. I gave him a little fake sin, and he seemed to like that. And then Isabel started playing him up and giving a bit of repentance and allowing the Lord Jesus Christ into her life, and he seemed very pleased with that.
Yep.
Or at first I thought, and then he had a giant pick her up and bring her to a pole to be flayed.
Yeah, that was less than ideal, to be honest.
Yeah, and Michael also had been taken there and actively had been flayed while all of this was going on.
Yep.
And then the pastor fucked off, because again, little bitch, and left his angel, which is a giant man with the mind of a child who had been touched by the angels and couldn't speak anything but tongues. And then we had to fight him, which was... harrowing.
I wouldn't say harrowing. That we had to fight him, more that we
had to defend ourselves from him. Yes, which was a harrowing experience.
Yes.
He almost baned Isabel. Like, he was one turn away from just breaking your ribs. He almost drowned me. He flayed you once. But in the end, we beat the shit out of him with rocks and the swamp itself. And then Michael kind of came down from his cross. And,
It's definitely not a metaphor for a cross.
Yeah.
Anyway, he came down, and then he turns out that he knows our daughter Ali. Seems quite fond of our daughter Ali, and knows where she is. So he led us that way. But unfortunately, when we were wailing on the angel, he let out a bit of a oh, and everybody heard him. So now there's active hunting parties out for us as well in the woods with dogs and shotguns. Mm-hmm. So we decided to do the clever thing, taking Michael's advice, and we went to ground and crawled underneath a wee church. Unfortunately, inside that church, all sorts of fucking nonsense was going on. And our friend, the little bitch, was in there giving a speech. Found a poor guy called Jacob, and Jacob clearly was an alcoholic, was struggling with withdrawal symptoms, tried to get out to have a drink, and was deigned, was what would I call it, labeled a sinner. And
self-labeled a sinner.
Self-labeled a sinner, believed that his legs were carrying him to sin, and so requested, I guess, that his legs be taken off. Well, it was a guided request. A guided request that our friend, the pastor, who, as I've previously mentioned, is a little bitch, was more than happy to help with. So he cut his legs off and the blood went all over Isabel.
Yeah.
Who we were peeking up like creeps through the slats.
And now I'm in shock.
And now Isabel is actively in shock.
Yeah.
And then we got out. We met a hick with a knife. We broke the hick with a knife through deception. And then it was like a well-played game of chess. Isabel spoke to him and then I hit him in the back of the head with a rock.
It was a perfect maneuver.
Michael fell down once.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's going to fall down several more times. And then he pointed to a fucking... he pointed to a hole that we are now going to.
Yeah.
And there we are. That's
little,
our
little basement window.
And that's our story.
Yeah.
Not much, but it's all we got.
Smash good. So you're probably wondering how we got here.
So yeah, you're in front of this window that you would be able to crawl through to go into this hole, into the basement. I suppose, would you like to go into the basement?
I mean, I'd rather do anything else.
Yeah, but also...
But in game, yeah, I think I would.
I feel like we gotta just fucking add a little chaos into it.
Okay, yeah.
The hunting parties are actively coming.
Yeah, I don't need much time. I think, like, this is a fucking Christian village, right?
It is, yeah.
They've got, like, fucking all these... wooden houses. Are the houses wood or are they like stone?
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, I mean, as you get further into town, they're more modern and everything.
Yeah, for sure. And then they'd have like, you know, fucking crosses everywhere and shit like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's October, so, I mean, it is swampy, so it's not very dry.
Okay, like, yeah. So they'd probably have to have like fucking lanterns and everything everywhere, right?
I mean, I'm assuming they have electricity.
It's modern. There's flashlights.
Cool. Look, Ryan, I want to set a building on fire. I find a torch.
There wouldn't actively be any lit fires around you outside.
But it's Christian. They're going to have candles everywhere, right? That's like, this guy has been on about flame.
That's more of a Catholic
much.
Thing. We don't use a lot of the candles in Protestantism that much, but
okay. I'm gonna let you away with this, and then I'm gonna deep Google religious customs in the South. And if I see one fucking candle
outside, I mean, I like the idea of burning things and catching things on fire.
Yeah, I like this idea too.
A bit of a distraction.
With it being nighttime out in there, and where you're at, there would probably be some candles in the prayer house, or you know, but you'd have to go into the prayer house, which you just actively avoided going into.
Yeah.
Oh, and that makes sense. That was the prayer house.
Well, that's where I thought. Yeah. There wouldn't be like sconces on the outside of the prayer house to welcome in the flock.
No. I mean,
think you're thinking
very medieval.
Yeah.
You're still in D&D head.
No, I'm not. I'm in church head. Okay, right, fine. So there's no... I don't have access. I don't have ready access to a flame.
No, there wouldn't be. Yeah.
That's okay.
And also going into the light is probably
not
ideal at the moment.
But okay. That's what's required for salvation, Ryan.
It is. And I've been trying to lead you all there.
Right, fine. We go in the hole.
Yeah, let's go in the hole.
Okay, who's going in first?
You're in shock, so I'll go in first.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah.
Jim.
I try and crawl in and I dig.
Gordon, I mean, as soon as you drop into there, you are hit by a unfortunately familiar smell, which is that of rotting flesh.
You smelt it. You dealt it, Jim.
I gag in my mouth a little.
And and as you hit the floor, it is...
squishy.
Moist.
Ugh. Name.
Yeah, I told you. The floor is wet.
Yeah.
Okay. I try not to let anything but the flats of my shoes touch the ground.
Yeah.
Afraid of Hep C or something.
And you hear rattling and rustling all around you.
Oh, it's like fucking rats.
Judging by what he has as the background, I doubt it's rats.
All right, yeah. I don't have a fucking torch. I don't have a light.
Michael, do you have a phone on you by any chance? Something that we can use for a torch?
No, I don't. They stripped everything off of me.
This is a room. Is there a light switch?
Yeah. As you fumble around, you do come into contact with a person.
Who's there?
It doesn't matter. Where's the light switch?
Over to my left. Click.
And illuminated is a room that on all the sides of the wall are dirty, haggard-looking people hanging by their wrists from chains on hooks on the walls with their, like, the tips of their toes barely touching the floor. And they all looked like they've been beaten, bruised, cut in some way, and filthy. There's their own filth on the floor. There's blood on the floor. You're in a disgusting-looking room. There's probably about 8 people down there. And they all begin to, like, wake up and come to you. They're all quite drained, you know, from hanging by their wrists for so long. And now,
what's going on? Who is it? Our time? Is it my time finally?
This is like Trelby Street on a fucking Saturday night. can I see a way to get these people off the wall? I'm not going to engage with them. They're all fucking. They've drank the Kool-Aid. Like,
yeah. If you were like able to lift them, I mean, you know, the chains would just lift off the hook.
Yeah. All right. It's your time. I'm gonna send you out. You got to find the pastor. I just want to introduce chaos to this place. Like, we just send 20 people out running around. The only thing is they'll tell them
they'll know exactly where they came from and therefore know exactly where we are.
Am I to be forgiven? My body is full of sin.
It sounds like they're
fleshy bodies
to what we tell them, though. We could tell them to go out into the world.
I think so. I think Isabel comes in as you turn on the lights.
Careful to land on your feet, Izzy. It's grim.
I kind of like, you know, like squelch down, kind of like look around, see kind of everyone's like freaking out about, you know, asking for forgiveness and all this type of stuff, right? And I say, look, we are all parent. We are the parents of Allison.
What? The father is no. We Mary and the father. Those are her parents.
No, we are.
Well, they mean the parents of sin. Parents of sin. No, you must cast away these beliefs.
Fucker, he thought that was going to work.
Yeah, that's had the opposite effect.
Yeah. Fuck.
And they all begin kind of like shouting and rustling, you know, and everything about like.
Oh, we have.
This is a test. They've come to see if we will still sin. Our bodies need. We need to purify our souls before our bodies are taken.
All right. You know what? This is something that somebody can come in here and fix after the fact.
Yeah.
Let's
How close to death do these people look?
Oh, like they're rough looking.
Okay. Is there like anything, because I am.
Have you taken them down, Jim? I know you mentioned that.
No,
they're still hanging there.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, these guys like clearly are not going to be able to fight you in any way.
I'm not concerned about them fighting us. I'm concerned about them
alerting everyone to where we are.
Yeah, because they might see that as a chance to repent.
Yeah, now they're actively working against us.
Yeah.
Because they see us as fucking temptation. I mean, if we take them down off the hooks, they're less likely to die quick. We could just take them off the hooks and leave them in here. And then when we get out with Ali, be like, yo, fucking, well, no one's going to come. But, you know, at least
I mean, they're just going to, these people. Look, these people are...
I mean, I think it's hard decision time. Our priority is just to get Ali and get out, right?
These people are traumatized. They are being coerced. They're not in the right minds. Any chance that we see this all the time in hospital with, like, victims of, like, domestic abuse and everything. Like, it's, you know, it's abuse 101. They're going to want to go back to their abusers. They're going to go back into this situation willingly. Jim, they want to repent. We can't do anything for these people.
She's in shock, obviously, and then, you know, as we had, you know, clarified, and very much in work mode. I need you, Gordon, to make an empathy roll.
That's multiple passes. I'm a stunt on empathy.
You're
going to be so fucking empathetic.
You can't stand the idea. You've seen what happens. Your wife has seen the mental side of abuse, but you have seen the physical side of torture and abuse and the outcome of that. And you know what is awaiting these people.
Yeah, but the cop side of me, the side of me that knows why dads can't be on the kidnapping case, knows why I can't let these people free right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to leave them to die. So I'm going to at least...
You are in a closed room.
That's what I'm going to at least...
Gordon,
take them down off the wall and then we're going to lock this door.
Look at me, okay? Look at me. I don't often talk about this when I come home. You know, I try to leave work at work. Okay, but like there have been multiple times when we have been forced to choose between who to save when it comes to surgery or if there's a horrific accident or something. You have to choose the people who can be saved, and it's a tough choice. These people cannot be saved. Allison can be saved.
I mean, and if we walk into the next room and Allison is up on a hook, does that mean she can't be saved by your book?
No, we can. It's going to be different for Allison.
That's a great comeback, Jim.
It's not going to be different. This place is fucked up, and we gotta.
But we can't do everything.
I feel like it is tough decision time. I feel like I'm not saying we save these people. I'm just saying we give them a better chance and take them off the hooks and lock this door if we have to, and then we can tell someone they're in here after the fact. I'm not saying let them out into the compound, but they'll die quicker up on hooks. You know that.
Yeah, I do. Of course, I do.
All right, I'm going to take them down off hooks. We can leave them in here. Although they might start fucking singing, but, you know, they're going to sing anyway. They're going to fucking make noise any which way.
How
do
the window that we climbed in from?
I don't think they're going to have the...
It's too high up for
they're
them.
Too, saying, they're too weak to get
they're
out
very weak, yeah.
Okay. I think it was a drop down for us kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, these are... They're emaciated.
Like, no.
Maybe we can metagame their trauma a bit. And be like, as I take them down, I'm going to play into temptation and be like, no, what I want you to do to get away from here is go and tell everyone what you saw. That's what I want.
My flesh is what causes me to sin. Please, I need to stay here. I need to have this flesh taken from me. I need to be forgiven.
All right, well, they're going to stay. I take them down. I sit them on the ground, leave the room and lock it.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not going to engage with these anymore. Like, I've done more than the bare minimum for them.
Mm.
That's fine. I lock the door. Also, if I can, I want to try and break the lock so somebody else can't get in.
So you've taken them all down?
I've taken them all down.
Okay.
I hope they don't start killing each other, but that's not my problem. That's a them problem.
Isabel, I need you to make an observation roll.
Okay. That is... Two successes and a panic.
You don't need to worry about the panic in this situation. You are in a like calm environment, so you're actually actively relieving stress.
Okay.
At the moment.
Cool.
So don't worry about that part.
Cool.
It is reduced to one because it was contested.
Okay.
But that's still a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that one of the like really like greasy, strung out, emaciated women lunged for your knife to try and steal it. But not in a like she's trying to attack you all. She wanted your knife.
Peel off her own fucking skin or something.
Yeah.
She falls on the floor when you realize and like don't let her and just begins crying. And it's like,
this flesh of mine, it has to go. Please, please help.
Look, just sit down. You're under an immense amount of trauma. You need to just sit down. You need to rest. And... We will see that someone comes for you and gives you the help you need, okay?
Will you not do it? Will you not do it for me?
No.
She begins to, like, wail and cry.
Then can I do it? What if I do it? What if I even it out? All this sin of mine, will I still get into heaven
claim to know your beliefs and your religion, but even though I know that much, that you, and you know,
I'm
going to
come over. I'm going to put my hand on Izzy's shoulder and be like, "Izzy, we don't have time for this. Like, you're not going to get through to these people. We got to just go."
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's. And I kind of give you like your elbow, like a squeeze kind of thing. Like, okay, like,
yeah.
You all notice that Michael is looking pretty confused and like just standing in kind of like shock looking at these people.
Big surprise, Michael.
You okay, Michael? Like, is this people. Not... I just assumed that you're down here at one point.
What are they... What are we doing to these people? There's redemption for everyone.
Michael... You're in a cult. This big
Michael, redemption
there.
Is not going to come from within this place. Okay, you need to understand that. Okay,
I mean, Allison was telling me about there's other ways. I don't understand why we're. He just seems lost.
What else was Allison
head.
Saying? What was she saying about other ways? What have you? What
Allison's been telling me about life outside and the. Maybe it'd be nice for us out there. I mean, you know, why are we doing this?
Michael, how did you meet Allison?
Oh, Allison's great. Oh, yeah, I would love to talk to you about here. Can we not do it in this room, maybe?
I am also on the let's get out of this room.
Yeah,
train.
Okay, no.
You kind of got people crawling at your legs.
Yeah, we're
now that they've noticed you all have weapons, they're like... You know, they can't really stand very well. They're like crawling, trying to touch your legs.
Okay.
And like,
yeah.
I usher Isabel and Michael out of the room.
Okay. Yeah.
And then as I close the door, I'm going to look at them all and say, penitence can be found in silence. And I close the door. Leave the light on. Small mercy. And then I'm going to try and lock the door and then break the lock in such a way that people can't easily get back into it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. You've probably kicked enough locks and things like that.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and lock it and then knock the lock off so it can't be easily turned.
Yeah. During this time, I know it's been kind of stressful, so just reduce your stress by 2 at this point. You're still in a safe environment, but you do relatively.
No, we're not.
Like, that's an incredibly generous read on the situation.
Yeah. As you enter this next room, you realize it's... like a meat processing area, and there's like, you know, slabs like
Jesus.
Obviously of like cows and pigs on hooks, but there's also indiscriminate meat that's a bit
there it is
elongated
there it is. Yeah there it is
on hooks hanging around, you know, your typical like, you know, lot they did it in Batman all the time, you'd end up in like some like butchery, you know.
Yeah, of course, it's the typical like 80s.
The buzzsaw is coming closer.
We're all about tropes here.
Yeah.
Okay, right, time to fucking flip.
No, wait, so yeah, you're Allison's earthly parents. She's talked about you all a lot.
Michael, I don't have time to play meet the parents right now.
Does Isabel feel the same way?
Do you want to talk? I'm going to do something else in the meantime.
Yeah.
You play this out and I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so we've gone into this room. Can I look around? I'm still in the back of my mind so worried about... I know I've taken a hit from the Cat of Nine Tails, so I've probably got like a bit of open wounds. We probably all have. Michael, particularly, we've just been in the swamp and really like shitty conditions. Is there anything that I can like... scavenge for, like, is there like, I don't know, fucking a bottle of vodka or something, like, and try and like disinfect some wounds or do some like basic cleaning or first aid on anyone, just as like a... So I think I'm looking for something to keep my hands busy.
Yeah. You want to find something familiar, which is medical
treatment. Exactly.
Yeah. So Gordon is going to have a much easier time looking around in this room.
Yeah.
Because Isabel, you have Michael basically right on top of you. You saw how he kind of started, you know, freaking out. I mean, he's obviously, he's lost a lot of blood. He's having a hard time. And he seems to be clinging onto this happy idea of talking about Allison now, especially because you brought up asking questions. And he's latched onto that because he's just, I mean, you've seen this obviously in your work where he's just ignoring the pain, ignoring what he just witnessed in the other room, ignoring the slabs of meat in front of him. He's just wanting to talk to Allison. So any observation on your side is going to be much more difficult.
Look, Michael, just here. Look, Michael, do me a favor here. Will you just maybe set the post down and just sit on a table here. Just sit down for a moment. Gordon, in the meanwhile, will you please look for anything that we can be used for like a bandage, something to sterilize, something, anything that we can just to treat this guy. I'm going to try to get as much information about Allison as I can. Okay.
Yeah, we'll deal that with your observation first.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Just so that way that can be happening at the same time as the conversation. You don't need to roll for it. This is, a safe-ish environment at the moment. You don't have anybody on you. You're a detective, so this will be quite easy for you to look around. You see that this is obviously like a butchering, area. Mm. The pieces that you are really recognizing to be human corpses do seem to be separate from everything else. And you would recognize that it's more of a ritualistic way that these have been dismembered as opposed to,
I'm not even going to engage with that. I go fucking cold as ice.
Blinkers on, like.
It's just more. And at this point, I'm focused on what I'm trying to find in this room, which is aside from what you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if, one, I'm going to look around to see if there's like a big tray or something for carrying meat on that I can use to strap to myself to fucking
nice block
some shit that's being thrown at me. And if I can't find something like that, I'm gonna find the biggest bit of meat I can and just stuff that down my shirt to be some kind of fucking shielding between me and a knife.
I'll do you one better. You find a big box that seems to be used as like,
oh, it's going to be a leather fucking butcher's apron?
Like a garbage can where, not for food and things like that, but it seems to have some type of scrawling, like by someone that wasn't very, didn't have a very high reading level or anything, scrawled in there. And it just says filth on it and has sinners on it, like at different points it's just been clawed into. And you find basically a bin where all the tools of the sinners and the earthly filth has been thrown into by someone. And in this
glorious loot,
you find an old friend.
My magnum.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
So with its bullets, you find your wife's medical kit in there that she had brought with her. You find your wife's bag, her handbag.
Yeah.
She had with her. You find all your items that you had entered with. Unfortunately, there's no reception here on your phones.
We have the phones.
Okay. We have phones. We can get, if we need to, we have a little bit of light source or something.
Yeah, they'll have their torches on them. Flashlights for those at home.
All right.
And also, just with, like, on, there's a table that has something a little disconcerting. Which is
like the rest of the room.
Everything that's happened so far.
A broken handle for what would be like a knife blade that you would have to wield with like three hands.
That's fucking shit. So let's just hope we don't encounter the other half of that.
Yeah.
But on the off chance we do, I'm going to stick to my original search as well. That's all wonderful, but also shit because it means we're going to need this stuff.
And you do find, it's a butchery, so you find like a tray, a metal tray.
I would like to try and find if there's a stack of them, one for everybody in the audience.
Hmm. You find like some gauze, stuff like that, little basic things to be able to do some medical stuff. And you also find what you would have seen on the streets and what your wife would be able to recognize from, knowing what's inside it. Is pretty much a high grade like adrenaline shot that like junkies have been using and things like that. What this allows you to do is to do medical aid as a fast action.
Okay. Shit. Nice. Yeah, so I recognize one this time. From the streets. They're calling it Iceman.
Iceman!
It'll make you really fucking good for a little while.
Okay.
Cool. So yeah, there's your medical stuff. Can I strap on that? Does that tray?
Yeah. While they're talking, what that will give you is that will give you an armor rating of 3. Cool. Sorry, 4. Of 4.
Nice.
The way armor works for everyone is it's not like AC. So I didn't give him a +4 to AC. He rolls 4d6, and any that come up as 6 reduces the damage by 1.
Basically kind of turns it into a contested roll rather than just
Taking a slap.
And you can't push armor rolls.
Yeah. First off, I load.
It's loaded. It has 9 rounds in it.
It has 8 rounds, and I have one in my pocket, actually.
No, it holds
cop.
9.
Oh, well, then...
Well, I mean, a magnum, a .357 magnum holds 9 rounds.
Oh, well, then can I have 10 rounds? So yeah. 9 in the gun.
So you have 9 and you have your one in your pocket.
Good to know.
Yeah. I'm trying to look around for inspiration for what...
Your gun has a base damage of 2.
2.
So kind of, I get my med kit.
Cleo. It's called Cleopatra.
And as oldest trick in like the... medical textbooks when you're treating a patient is get them to talk while you're like treating them so their mind is busy. So I kind of just like start tending to his wounds as much as like, you know, best I can. They're probably like a little like sterilizing spray or something. I'm like, okay, Michael, it's gonna sting a bit, but it's okay. It's, you know, it's gonna be necessary. Look, what I'm doing, why don't you tell me about Allison? How did you meet her?
So as you lift his shirt, I'm guessing, you know, to look at all this, along with the new cuts, you know, which are numerous, you see lots and lots of scar tissue. You know, this has happened. These are old. You know, you've seen there are scars that have stretched with growing. You know, clearly he had been whipped multiple times as a child. His body seems to be, you know, you're just lifting up the back of his shirt at this point, but it seems to go past the point where you're looking at as well.
Yeah.
He says, oh, well, it's funny, you know, like, you're always told that nothing good will come from sin, but the best thing that's happened in my life came because I got myself internet access.
Okay, and that's how you met Allison, is it, through the internet?
Yeah, there's this thing, you know, we love the, you know, good old America and America Online. And there was a little messenger there where I was.
Yeah, pretty sure we have a drawer full of those CDs at home somewhere.
Yeah, Gordon won't throw them out. He thinks they're going to be useful or worth something.
Okay. Well, look, not everyone would consider that a sin. I think plenty of Americans use the internet every day.
Yeah, and there was just one that came up. Normal. I went into a chat room for you know, for other teens and. And there was one on there, and her name was Party Girl 69, and she started talking to me a lot. And, you know, I asked her, I was like, oh, how old are you? 1969, you know, I don't want to be talking to some old ladies or anything. And she laughed at me and told me I was cute. And, you know, got to talking. And, you know, I started telling her about my life. She started telling me about hers. And, you know, things didn't seem so great at home. I told her that, you know, maybe there was a better way because there was a light that I knew of and that, you know, gave me warmth when things were dark.
And you told her that you were living in... How long ago was this?
Oh, I'd say that was probably 2 years ago that we first started talking.
From when I had Googled Connorsville and when we were talking to the farmer... How long ago had they walled this place in?
5 years ago.
Okay.
So there's a computer in here. Somewhere.
Sorry, no, 8 years ago. Sorry. And he's 19, like around that. He's around the same age as Allison, you know, 18, 19.
Sure. So they've been talking for, sorry, how long did he say?
Like two years ago.
2 years, 3 years ago. Okay, so they've been talking for a couple years.
It's so funny because I never thought she would actually come out here. I never wanted her to, you know. I wanted us to. I didn't know how I would ever get out of here either if I wanted to, but I wanted to keep her safe. And if everything my father says is right, then this is the safest place for her to be. But, you know, there's obviously some scary things in here. And talked about college and.
Yeah. And tell me this, Michael. Did you tell her that it was a like a walled community that everything was kind of shut off from the inside? Was she not kind of, you know, maybe questioning that or concerned about that in any way?
Well, I mean, I told her why we've shut ourselves off, that like we're keeping ourselves clean for the end times. They're coming. They're coming soon.
Michael, I have one last question for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We've been, your father, you know, father, the father here, referred to me and Gordon as, you know, people of importance, people that he's want to have met and has heard a lot about from Allison. And this seems to be like quite a big, important building that we're in. Is Allison kind of like well thought of here, or what's...
Well, all I know, I haven't been allowed to see Allison for about 7 months now. You know, my father, he...
That would have been shortly after she came here, is this?
Yeah. You see, we sinned, and my father found out, and so he has kept us separate. He moved her into the house, and, you know, I was not allowed to enter there here anymore. I haven't seen her at the congregation meetings. I haven't seen her at the prayer house or anything. I think they're just very good at keeping her away from me. I don't know, you know, but of course we all talk about like our past lives that we had before coming in here. I mean, I've always been with my father, even before we came here, but,
Okay. And I think the cogs begin to turn in Isabel's head. Of, he's talking about sinning immediately after two 19-year-olds have met.
Yeah, 7 months.
One of which was called Party Girl 69. And I'm like, and okay. Well, look, thank you for telling me this. I think, look, I've patched you up as much as I can here. Just, you've been through a lot. Just sit here and just rest a while, okay? We'll move in a second. Gord, can we have a...
Oh, I heard.
Okay.
I heard. You...
Yeah, okay.
Some tree people out yeah. here, right?
Gordon, as you've been looking through things, you know, and finding stuff, before your wife pulls you over, you have found a black book that you've opened, and you realize is the diary of someone named Mary. Just to throw that in before you have your conversation and everything, that's the last thing you've found in this box. Yeah.
Fine, Ryan, I read the diary.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it says, and you can determine whether you want to give this to Michael or not.
So, I'm going to assume that Mary is Michael's mother. Right? And I'm assuming that.
I'll say yes because I'm about to say it.
Oh,
so.
See.
I mean, like, it okay. makes sense, right? It's the yeah. mother of Jesus, so
yeah,
like...
Yeah, just going off yeah. the fucking trope.
Yeah.
And the last entry in there says, "My dear son, I know you'll never see this, but I'm so, so sorry. Another girl has come into this town, and I can't stand to see it. I can't stand to see you become like him. I refuse to indoctrinate her into this life. I will not do as he says. And I just pray that my death, my refusal to participate, will open your eyes, and that she'll teach you that another life exists. Love her, Michael. Really love her and protect her. Your father is just a man. Just a man. Remember that. And remember me." And that's all that's written on that tear-stained page.
What were you saying? I couldn't hear you over the...
Is there a date on that?
There is.
Is it the 14th of February?
It is.
Yeah.
That's the day that she arrived?
That's the day that you had your nightmare.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. Fuck me.
Why you gotta add in supernatural bullshit to something that's already fucking scary enough, Ryan? I love
that the thing that says he's just a man proves there's something supernatural going on. All right. Fine. Okay. Shit, fuck. Okay, I... Michael, your mom died in my head.
Did you say that?
No, I don't. but that does... Okay, that Michael...
That both simplifies and complicates things.
That immediately sends me spiraling then.
I mean, yeah, you like not to tell you what your character knows,
but does
like,
my character know enough to put two and two together?
Would you in real life assume, oh, my nightmare
from
I had 8 months ago,
right?
You would remember it because it was very real to you. It was very traumatizing. And it was what you had right before your daughter disappeared.
I would say, if anything, that date alone is...
Because it's the day, yeah.
It's the date she went missing.
I might think it's a bit unrealistic for you to, just based on that, be like, oh, I dreamed about his mom dying.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, I think...
You get it. I think that's a Fermi, Jim, and Dylan realization.
Yeah, I think he's a detective. He's not. He doesn't put much stock in fucking dreams.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he needs
yeah.
a hard, yeah, solid evidence in front of him. Yeah, so... Again, putting the detective hat on, he has his questions for Mike, and he says, Michael, the computer you used, where is it?
Oh, it's, it's upstairs in my father's room.
Of course he has a computer.
Yeah, because he's a cult leader. Yeah, he gets to do, yeah, he probably has a fucking podcast. He's definitely
freaks have podcasts.
I'm just thinking, Westboro Baptist Church has a fucking... podcast. That's like their main fucking source of income.
Does it?
Yeah. Like their pastor puts out fucking videos. Like that's, yeah. I guarantee we go up there, there is going to be a video, there is going to be a backdrop and a chair.
There's
going to
be fucking, I was going to say there's going to be flyers. I mean, we know there's flyers.
Yeah. No, he's going to have a little fucking chair and he's going to have some scripture and he's going to have a tree camera set up and he's going to be fucking putting out.
God, I wish we had a tree camera set up.
Soon. He's gonna be putting out videos to
world. Of course.
Actually, I locked the door. We gotta be documenting this as well. I'm gonna snap some photos
fucking,
of the dismembered.
Fucking good.
I was wondering when that was gonna come
out.
Yep.
Good shit.
I was gonna punish you at the end if you didn't.
Yeah, so. No. That's the cop brain.
That's the cop brain, yeah. I am going to... I can't get a video of the people in the room because I locked the door, unfortunately. Yeah. But I can get the dismembered human parts here and the hooks. Just document this whole room. Document Michael. Click, click, click. This guy is trying
take
to
a few snaps of the diary.
The diary,
Just in case. Click.
Yeah, absolutely. I just assume I'm going to low-key be documenting everything. Click, click, click. If we're not like
that's fine.
Actively
now that you've brought
something.
It up, I will. Yeah, I'm not going to punish you for not saying it anymore.
Okay, right. Let's...
Michael does want to know what you're looking at because he's seen you had kind of a reaction to this book you're reading.
Okay, well, you're a medical professional. One second, I'd show it to you first.
Can I make some sort of empathy roll to see if I can expect?
Because this
if
has
I
the
know...
potential to absolutely fucking break him. Like,
no, I'll just tell you. You know, you're a medical professional. I won't make you roll on that. Because there's not really a bad outcome that could come from this.
Okay.
It's his mother, which he knows quite well, and kind of giving him advice, especially about, you know, protecting Allison.
Well, it seems like he's kind of teetering. He's having his crisis of faith. This might be what we need to push him back into sanity.
If I read it first, I'm going to see the passage about, love her and all that type of stuff. Okay, so I think if I immediately clock that it's going to be something about protecting Allison, I will just, even if I don't think it's the medical sound thing to do, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Well, you know what? Better coming from you. I give it to him, or I give it to you to make your choice with. Like.
Yeah, here, Michael, you can, it seems to be written from by your mother.
Yeah, he like snatches it out of your hands.
Yep, take it.
And
it's fine.
Reads it and just begins weeping. And it's like I can hear her voice again. It's
I didn't know what happened to her. I was told she ran away. But, oh my God, and her book was down here. Like, did they bring her down here? Did they bring her body down here?
And, like, is upset by that, you know, when his... But is reading all this, and it's like, it's...
This is so fucked up, it's Ryan. It's
so fucked up. He hasn't even, like... What's unsaid in this is the worst.
Yeah.
It's like, I can feel here. It's like I'm getting to meet her here on this path.
But he seems to steel himself.
Read the fucking letter, Michael. There is no fucking path. Your dad is a cult leader. He's indoctrinating people. None of this is real. There's no fucking redemption here. He's a cult leader. There are people chained to fucking walls, Michael. Where's the redemption?
If my mother's not up there... Who's looking out for Allison? We gotta go.
Yeah, fucking full agree. Let's go.
Yep, let's go.
As you approach the door, it bursts open, kicked open. And I need you all to roll initiative as this massive...
Whatever this is, Jim, just fucking shoot it.
I'm just gonna shoot it. That's a five.
A six.
I got a two, so you guys get to go first. But in front of you, you see... Another hulking beast.
Why do they have so many fucking big lads?
They're giving them all Iceman.
And it seems that his eyes have been gouged out.
Jesus fuck. Okay.
In one hand, he has a huge hook, like the ones that are hanging the meat.
Yeah, of course.
And in the other hand, so that's in his left hand, and in his right hand,
fucking
he has
Ultra
a
Boy.
Gigantic blade.
Is this... the first boss in Diablo?
There are certain things that I get my inspiration from, Jim.
Well, in Diablo, they didn't have a gun.
Unless you played
a Demon Hunter.
A Demon Hunter?
Yeah,
I mean, it's crossbow.
Yeah, it doesn't go bang, bang, bang like I'm about to.
But I'm up first.
Mm-hmm. It is sniffy like a dog.
Okay. Ah, shit. Okay.
Still has ears, by the way.
Can you throw something to the other side of the room to give us advantage on our first attack or whatever?
I mean, yeah, probably. I obviously see it has no eyes, and I see it, like, looking around. I just pick up whatever the fucking closest thing to me is, like, the handle of that axe or blade or whatever it is, and just, like, fuck it as hard as I can against, the wall that's beside him. As if there was someone hiding behind the door, you know, so that he like turns around to try and I don't know what you want me to
range combat
as long as you don't drop it at your feet,
and he will use his observation against that.
Oh yeah, life is short, stunt it.
It's a two successes.
He had one, so okay. It's reduced to one for you, but it is a success.
That's a success. Okay, cool. I'm not going to push anything in then.
Yeah, he turns toward it. If you guys weren't at max health, by the way, during all this time, you would have gained back.
Yeah.
I think you were.
Medically treated us there. Right?
Yeah.
Sorry, as and by stress... doing a medical treatment, you would have reduced your stress by another three.
Another three? Okay.
Yeah. I kind of want the stress for this.
Yeah, okay.
You can still keep your successes. Okay, I won't.
Okay, cool.
I imagine we'll pretend your successes were on non-stress dice.
Perfect. Because I moved my dice around, so I can't remember anymore.
Yeah, they were on the purple dice.
Okay,
at least
cool.
one of them
at least
was.
At least one of them was.
So, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what else to do. Okay, so I've just thrown that, and then I'll use my other fast action to just take out the knife and be.
Use your fast action medical to heal his eyes.
I don't think that's how medicine works, Gordon.
You can reattach a leg in this game.
that's me. I've
okay.
armed myself and threw something.
Okay.
Fucking bang bang.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's gonna be real loud, Jim.
What I'm going to do is my slow action to shoot him, and then immediately after I'm gonna use my fast action to move away from where the gunshot noise
was.
Oh,
smart.
That is one success.
Cool. He does have an armor rating, unfortunately.
Okay, if this doesn't work, I'll push it. I kind of want.
Yeah, can he push
stress.
It after the armor?
Yes,
okay.
You are currently doing no damage.
Okay, I'm going to push it. I want the extra stress dice for this because it's
more chance. So keep the one success and reroll everything else.
Sorry, you're currently doing one damage. He had one success.
Yeah, I'm happy to take the extra stress here.
Because his gun has a base damage of two.
But does armor doesn't reduce successes, reduces damage?
It reduces damage.
Understand. Well, then what's the effect of doing more?
He can do more damage.
If I roll several successes here, I can just pop damage into
it. Oh, I thought it was done no matter how many successes you get, it still only does the two damage.
No, because the stunts.
I can stunt on him for extra damage.
Yes, stunts. Yeah, fucking...
Life is short.
Stunt it! Fuck.
Or don't. Do nothing.
Okay. Yeah, at least it's not a panic.
Yeah.
So now you're going to try and run to hide.
I'm going to try and lightfoot my way because I'd be used to sneaking around in warehouses and shit. I'm going
to
try and lightfoot.
I need you to roll mobility for this.
Yeah, of course.
He's trying to. Because you've been very loud now.
Just Gordon's previous life as Beverly Hills Cop, like.
That's what he is. Yeah, one success. No panic.
Yeah, you actually managed to stay. He's looking toward where the gunshot was entirely. Yeah. He is going to use this move and he begins to sniff. And so if you've run from the direction, he turns directly toward you, Isabel. He knows where you are. You gain one stress.
Yeah,
and
that's
I need you to make a panic roll.
Fine. Two. Okay, up to me again. That's his turn?
Yeah, he just located you. He knows exactly where you are. It will be much harder for you to hide now from him because he knows. He can smell you.
Okay. I'm going to reach into my medical kit, which I'm assuming has something like turpentine or something like that, which is like a real like smelly thing. Mm. And I am going to like just smash the bottle on like where I am, like on the ground, like near me, and then move away from that. So like kind of just like I put that scent between me and him.
So you're going to move behind it.
Can I make a metagame suggestion for you?
Sure.
You are identifying yourself as that smell. You should throw it everywhere so the whole room just smells like terps to him. And it'll mask our motion because everything is going to smell like terps. Or throw it in his face so all he can smell is terps.
Oh, I like the second idea. I like that idea. Mm.
But don't label yourself with it because he'll
follow. I'm not labeling myself. I'm putting it in front of myself so that there's a strong smell between me and him.
I would say use it more to mask everything. Like so I would say fuck him up like by putting it in his face.
Okay. Yeah. I will try to do that then.
Cool. That'd be a ranged.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to put it on himself and I think Jim saw me smile.
Yeah.
I knew to not put it on myself.
Fucking give the guy a target lock. Like.
That is one success.
Nice.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not trying to do damage
or anything.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be an armor. Yeah, I'll just say that works. I like that. I think it's a cool idea.
Cool. Like this is a big fucker, right? Mm. Like I've seen. I'm gonna turn to Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say, Michael, this.
Are you speaking?
This person is between us and Allison. You need to help us here.
I mean, Michael's in bad shape still, you know, even with...
I know.
Being helped.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. We're all in bad shape.
Yeah, he's like, I'll try and do what I can.
Just be ready, okay?
I mean, he's got this big post that he's carrying, so he's not agile by any means.
No, but I mean, if he can fucking smack him over the head or trip him with it or something like that. Yeah. But hopefully
the man's fucking weapon stuck in the wood or something. Like,
hopefully, you know. The gun does.
I have some fucking class ideas for the next turn.
Okay.
With that, when you hit him in the face, he, you know, obviously it messes up his sense of smell.
Mm. And
he seems pretty enraged by this. But it is back to you, Jim.
Gordon. Okay. Can I? This is a question about the mechanics of the game. If I were to try and like point blank him, is that still a ranged attack with the gun?
It becomes less effective.
That seems counter to what it would do in real life.
Well, it's because it's harder to, like, you know, because people can move and things like that. I don't know. It's just
same as ranged attacks in D&D. You have disadvantage.
Well, I was thinking if I could get the gun to fire next to his ear, then we take away his other sense by.
Just shoot him.
Oh yeah, but I'd be shooting him anyway. Like, you know, I just two to the head. you know, Matrix style.
Yeah.
But it would just take, because he's focusing solely on
sound, he's not standing still.
He kind of is, isn't he? He's standing there sniffing.
I mean, he's just been hit in the face. He's like charging in now.
Okay.
He's
well, yeah, do you know what? Yeah, enraged. Okay, I'm going to just shoot. I'm just going to fucking shoot. Okay, fucking, I don't say this, but fucking bang, bang, motherfucker. Your father's a little bitch. That's a nothing. I'm going to stun. I'm going to push it again. Oh, that's sorry. That's a panic.
Yeah.
I can't stunt after a panic, can I? That's an eight.
Eight. Okay.
It's about as bad as that could have gone.
Yeah, it's actually the worst outcome that could have happened.
All those fucking...
Max panicked.
Give me the other dice. Blue ones are shit. Now you're fucked.
Jim, you are suffering from a tremble now, and you have a -2 to your agility rolls for the rest of this round.
That's what you get for being off work and out of practice for 8 months.
Yeah, and I've been on the bottle as well.
Are you trying to do your same thing of moving again?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so that will be mobility again. You'll get a -2 to that. You'll be observing.
Excellent. Let's see, these dice are so much better. That's two successes.
Ooh, he had two successes as well.
So okay. I just don't move?
Yeah, no, you move, but it's not.
He knows where you are. Where
you are.
Okay, fine. Well, if he knows where we are, where
you
I am,
bumped I'm... into a table, or you bumped into a meat.
A meat?
I bumped into a meat.
An unspecified meat.
Well, thank you, DM. I am going to put the meat between me and him.
You've unfortunately used all your...
But I bumped into a meat. Can I just...
But he does know where you are.
Well, in that case, I'm going to full take advantage of it and be like, your father's a little bitch. Try and pull him away from the other two.
That's fair. Gordon. He is coming straight at you.
Oh, he's coming.
And...
I just need to...
You need the humor, too. Yeah, just... He's about to...
Let me pluck this low-hanging fruit.
He's about to destroy our bodies.
Yeah.
So...
Because you've got an armor rating of 4, you need to get 6s on all those 4s.
Well, hey!
They're all 4s on all those. 6s on all 4 of those, yep.
Well, I'm rolling my purple dice, so that'll be fine. With your blue dice. Why did you give me that? Okay. One of them.
Okay.
I am broken.
You are not broken.
No, I, Jim,
I thought you meant that. I was like, you still have a lot of health. Bull, you have one less health.
Okay.
And so what he does is he takes this hook that he has in his left hand and he swings it down and hooks it into your leg. You have the impaled thigh critical injury as this hooks into your leg. You take 1 point of damage, which gives you a stress. And Isabel, you need to make a panic roll as you take 1 point of stress as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, fair. I'm still okay though. 5. I'm still in my fucking numb shell of locked cage of emotion.
Yeah. So it's Michael's turn, and he sees this go into you. I mean, he's pretty shaken up by all of this, but he is going to walk forward as much as he can, and he is going to take a swing at the back of this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he gets an extra dice.
Good, Michael.
Good man, Michael.
And he is successful in hitting it.
Yeah, good man, Michael.
Pretty big swing into
Bonk
this
him, Michael.
As
Bonk
well.
Him.
Yeah.
Doing 2 points damage to it.
Fucking Michael, MVPing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than we're
rolled
doing.
Real well.
Okay, then it's me.
It is.
I'm not going to let up on the assault. I'm going to just keep going. Same as last time I saw Gordon being attacked. I'm going to rush in, try and swarm him. And just like
knife him,
knife a bitch.
I really like that. Like, we've got this relationship dynamic where if somebody hurts me, my wife will knife them.
Yeah, I mean, like, you gotta stand by your man. Do I get a +1 or anything for the knife?
It's a +1 with a knife, and it does 1 damage. It's the same as a rock.
I mean,
it's hard. It's
to
hard
continue
to get...
the biblical references. I know that Cain killed Abel with a rock. But, like, and that rocks are effective weapons, but I feel like a knife should do more.
It's because the threshold to go from 1 to 2 is significant.
I think in this situation, Dave and Goliath, because he killed him with a rock as well.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
This is a Goliath.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you can still stunt it, you know.
That is.
Dave would definitely stunt it.
That was such a stunt roll.
He got all sixes.
Okay, that's nothing. So I am going to push it.
Okay.
Ooh.
That is 2 successes and a panic.
Nice.
So let me just
stunt him, Izzy.
Roll my panic.
His armor does not block any of it again.
Wow. I am again fine with my panic. I'm doing real well with
no,
my
that's
panic
not
rolls.
Fine. That's you're just absolutely numb to this.
Oh yeah, yeah. Fine gameplay wise, but no,
that lifelong repercussions.
Isabel needs major therapy. but yeah, that's 2. He blocks none of it, so that means I get to stunt.
Yep.
Extra damage.
Yeah. I figured.
Yeah. Just
no, yeah. Impress him.
I stop for a second, do that Mexican knife trick thing, and then like stab him in the back. No. I put my, and this is getting into D&D bullshit, but I need to get it out of my system. I put my hand on his back and go bop, 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 around it.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I don't. I really don't. I like
you terrified.
I terrifyingly run forward
and psycho stab him.
Try to like, yeah, basically psycho stab. Just like, no.
I'd say you're like terrified, screaming woman, like just yeah, stabbing it in over and over and over as much as
absolutely no control, just pure terror instinct. Motivation, run forward, wildly slash.
Yeah. Gordon.
Was I minus 3 to my... Was it minus 2 or minus 3 to my agility?
Well, it's back now, so you don't have that anymore.
Okay,
you do have a hook with a chain in your leg. You cannot run as a fast
no, no,
action.
No. I'm right where I need to be right now.
Yeah, he's right in your face.
I am in a target-rich environment at this point, right? Like, nowhere to go but gut.
Bang, 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 bang. Found the hammer.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, Jim. Jesus you need Christ. To roll better. You need to roll better.
Pushing it.
Oh my god, that's wild.
Yeah.
And it's been like this the whole fucking game.
Yeah. Did you take your extra stress when
yeah,
you pushed it?
Yeah, you did. Fucking hell.
Nothing.
Wild.
No panics. But
no
like...
panics. Literally just nothing.
Wild. You got so used to not having that gun in your hand.
Yeah, fuck.
Maybe you did forget to load it. No,
yeah. Come on, Cleo. You got to do better than this. Do you know what's happened? It's because the bullets were in this bin. They've just, 2 of them have gotten like too wet and
it's like misfiring. Yeah, yeah. I like that.
I won't make you lose one of your ammunition for this one because say this is that you actually, it's because... When your wife runs in there wildly slashing...
I don't shoot.
And she's not just at his back. She's way too close to the front for you to be able to get a clean shot on this.
Sorry, hon.
It's fine. Just keep stabbing him.
That's trying.
Just keep fucking stunting on him.
He is not going to use the hook because he's getting stabbed, you know, and you seem to not be a threat anymore from what he can hear. You're actually completely silent in front of him.
But can I shout? I'm not being silent. I'm still shouting. Your dad's a bitch. I'm a sinner.
Fair enough. But he is going to slash at Isabel.
Yeah, fair.
I tried to get his attention. Sorry. Can I still have... My quick action. Can I roll a command or something to keep his attention on me?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Your dad's a bitch. I'm a sinner.
Yeah, roll command for me.
3, 4, 5. Like, I realize this is also maybe going to kill me, but I have the 4 armor. Okay, I rolled 2 successes.
Okay. Yeah, then he's going to stay on you. With
Yay!
His...
yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Still going to use his right hand instead of the next hook.
It's the hook and shank. He holds me in place and then he cuts me like a meat on the
table.
He's
Roadhog.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The other thing is he hangs you up. So you'd be hanging upside down from the posts up on the top. You know, not the posts, but like hanging with the chains.
Just don't, do whatever you're going to do to us, Ryan, okay?
Me and Ryan, I'm not just a piece of meat, okay?
You might be. But he's going to use the blade then. I have another... 3 successes. So you need to armor that down.
Yeah, yeah. Well done, you've hit me 3 times. Because I can't roll a 6. Because I can't roll a 6.
Wild. Sorry. It still is only 1 damage, but you
I am broken.
You take the critical injury of a slashed shoulder as well. And because you are broken, you need to roll just at the first tier of the critical injury.
So what am I rolling?
You just roll it's a
D6.
D6.
Sorry, it's a D, but yeah, 16, but D6. Yeah.
It's a 2.
It's a 2, so you are also stunned.
I know.
So pretty simple.
The detective was too stunned to speak.
From this point on, any time you roll on the critical injury, you now roll 26, 36, 46 incrementally.
Cool. I am real glad I did that. At least it kept my wife safe.
You have 3 critical injuries on the then at this point. There's no effect from being stunned.
I have the stabbed leg and the slashed shoulder. What's the third one?
The stun.
The stun.
The stun is it? Okay.
Yeah. The stunned is pretty lucky, actually, all things considered.
Yeah,
doesn't sound as bad as an impaled thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not happy about the situation.
Okay.
So you are broken. You can't take slow actions at the moment. Michael. Michael is looking pretty winded, but he's going to try and attack again.
You better fucking do something, because I can't.
He's not going to hit this time, unfortunately.
Okay. I still have a slow action and a fast action. I'm going to use my slow action first.
Yeah.
To try to stab him again.
Okay.
And then fast action will be adrenaline shot into my husband.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming that will be enough to at least get him up for like a round.
It uses the adrenaline. Yeah,
That's fine.
I wouldn't be broken for a round.
Yeah, you'll roll medical aid and he gets at least, not broken, at least 1, but you can get more.
Okay.
Okay, that's 1 success, but I do panic as well.
Okay.
I'm just so numb.
Nice. See if he.
I've got 3 stress, but I've rolled a 2 every time I've rolled a.
Yeah, panic. Yeah.
Ooh, no 6s like, on his armor, so that goes through.
You're becoming.
He's actually looking really rough. You have knifed him real bad.
I'm going to fast action with the adrenaline to try and.
Yeah. So roll your medical aid.
So basically, like, I've just stabbed again, and then I kind of just like. Fucking flailed around him to try and like.
I think that's why you were panicking because you have to go in front. Of
and
him.
Sorry, yeah. I misspoke. You do need to get a 6 on this medical aid for him to be not broken.
Oh yeah, no, sorry. I knew. Oh, I still need some medical aid, but like I would still be able to.
Yeah, I was talking faster than my brain earlier.
But listen to all those dice.
Oh wait, no, hang on. That's not even nearly enough dice. I need another 4 dice.
I was gonna say I thought you were.
Yes, my entire character was built around being able to save whatever people I needed to. Okay, so that's 2 successes.
Yeah.
But just so I have this right, new system and all that, I recover him from being broken so he gets his 2 HP back from the 2 successes, but he still has his critical injuries, right?
Correct. You will need to deal with those later.
Okay.
And those have a healing time limit, which is multiple days. So... Okay, that's
relatively fine.
Effects are that you... So because you're no longer broken, you can use your slow actions again.
Okay.
You cannot use one of your arms, and you cannot run. Running becomes your slow action.
I'm still on a hook, though, right?
The hook is still
so
in your
I'm
leg.
I'm not running.
You're anymore. Not on the hook.
I'm literally upside down.
You haven't been upside down. You just got hooked in the leg.
Oh, I thought he was. I thought he hung me upside down.
No, that would have been his. That's what he wants to do.
Oh shit. Okay. In that case, yeah. Well, look. You come around. You tend to me, and I'm like, thanks, hon. And now I know you're not in his vicinity.
Yeah, so I'm
going
at your
to.
Side now.
I'm going to. Unload.
I've just slashed him.
Yeah. I'm going to unload Cleo.
Yeah. Do it.
About time.
Fucking.
So that's 1.
Yeah. 1 success.
1 success.
And a panic.
He's got his armor.
Fucking guy, holy shit.
Woo! Jim, you lucky bastard. He had 1 HP and he didn't actually get anything on his armor.
Fucking,
you do a headshot on
him. I just finally fucking spin the barrel, like click it in so I know it's not going to misfire, point it at his head and just kill him by pulling the trigger. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yeehaw indeed.
For those that haven't yet, in our talk back episode, I'm going to talk about the other moves that this guy had that we didn't get to go through. So
I'm real glad.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really interesting to...
I'm real glad. What could have happened?
Yeah.
I mean, what could have happened is I could have shot him 3 times and this would
That would have been great, yeah.
It would have actually... It was about to get a lot scarier if you hadn't got
that. Jesus Christ.
But as it stands, I collapse to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I instantly go into fucking... like medic mode and try to treat his injuries. So I get an additional +2 because I took like the field surgeon talent. It's so weird playing a game where like I have literally one skill.
Yeah.
It's so different.
So you have successfully blasted this thing. I mean, there were a lot of gunshots down here, but you have taken this guy down. Michael is looking rough. I know he didn't take any damage in this, but I mean, he's lost so much blood, even with being cared for. You had said you were going to attend to like wounds and things like that.
Yeah, so. I think I'm just going to go straight to my husband. I think the most pressing injury is probably the leg.
One,
so he can run. He still has one arm so he can shoot. Mm. And so I'm going to try and fix that medical.
I just can't do my trademark, flip them off and shoot them at the same time.
Jim, roll a d6 because this is the healing time for this and it's only a 1d6 on this. So if you get a 1, it'll be healed because it'll be reduced to half a day and that's fine.
No, nope, that's a tree.
Okay, so he still has the injury, but I mean, it's tended to. Or does your thing get rid of, does your talent get rid of injuries?
So my talent is for grave injuries or people who are bleeding out or dying.
I mean, you do wrap it and everything. So he can run, but it does take a slow action to run.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually can't make a roll. I can only make a roll to recover HP.
Yeah.
Not to fix this critical injury.
That's fair.
So, I mean, you've done what you can from it.
Look, I'm better than I was 10 seconds ago.
You know, I mean, it is unfortunately gritty realism and impaled die. Like, his healing time has been reduced.
Sure. He's not going to die from it instantly, and it's not going to get worse, but I can't perform fucking miracles because I'm in a...
Like, realistically...
You're in a basement.
Butcher basement.
Even if you had got the best role possible there, it would have just been a case of, like, giving me morphine so I can walk without the pain distracting me or something
right? Yeah, sure. Exactly. And I have used my adrenaline shot.
Like, fucking Gordon James is walking with a limp for the rest of his life.
You notice that Michael can't really get up. And he's actually
fallen.
Looking
to
me.
He's fallen for the second time.
Yeah.
What's the seventh time, station of the cross
he's
now?
Asking if you could help him carry this post.
I can't. I have a fucking hole in my leg and a slashed shoulder. Couldn't if I wanted to, Michael.
Look, we'll
two of you together could.
We'll do it together.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
And Isabel, you notice he's got so much blood in his face. Like, he can't really see. He's trying to blink it out and everything, but he's got blood all over his hands and things like that. So
yeah, I'll wash his hands and feet.
Or no, you wipe his face.
Whatever the next stage of the cross is.
Hey, you wipe his face. So as you come out of this, you come upstairs and you notice there are a ton of people. But they just kind of look at you as they seem to be kneeling and praying on the floor going up the stairs. You're kind of like at the back of this house coming up the stairs and there's like...
I would hate this movie.
Lots of them.
I wouldn't watch this movie.
I'm assuming you're going to follow the line of people upstairs.
Are they just looking at us?
They're just kind of looking, but they're more focused on their praying and, you know, they're laying, you know, on the ground, you know, with their heads to the ground and they're praying.
And is the father to be seen?
Click, 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 click. Also, click, click, click on the body.
I'm guessing you're taking pictures and not blasting them full of bullets.
Roll a dice.
So this is, you're at the back of the house and you're going upstairs. I'm guessing you're following it, or?
I mean.
I suppose it's important to say, Michael does tell you. Allison.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, she's obviously upstairs.
Yeah, this is worth. Yeah, I mean, fuck it. Let's just get her and go.
Look, I think at this point, I don't care what these people are doing. They're freaks.
Fuck them. They're gone. They're write-offs.
Yeah.
They're gone to this. Okay. We just got to go up there, get Ali, fucking the pastor comes, I'll fucking shoot him and we'll go.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah, we go.
Hey, you follow it up there and up into the hallway, and there's more and more and more people just laying on the ground praying, saying, praise the mother, praise the mother. They're turning and looking at you, but not really moving or anything. And there's flowers everywhere and gold laid on the ground, all up to this one room in this old Victorian house you're in. And you open this door, and inside you see your very pregnant daughter begins to weep when she sees you all with Michael. And that is where we'll end episode 3.
Frankincense and myrrh there as well.
Yeah, probably.
Are we the true wise men?
Well, now I'm going to rewrite something.
A wise man would have known how to shoot the gun.
Yeah.
That's the end of episode 3 there.
Quick question for you, Ryan. Before we take a little break and then come back with our talk back episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
How fucking dare you?
I have another one. Just another question for you. Just about the game and your process. Where do you get off?
To this.
Yeah.
And in the basement.
Follow-up question on this. Actually not related to anything we've talked about. What gives you the right?
Yeah, well, we'll see you guys next time.